Elizabeth here for this month's cosplay segment. We're going to talk about mock-ups and how to use them to make your costumes look and fit great. So this picture you see here is the progress on my Sakura costume for Anime Boston, and here's what it actually looks like, my reference for it. And I used some mock-ups to get the pattern I wanted for the dress and for the collar, and I'm going to show you how I did those. This is the fabric I used for my mock-up. I got it for free from someone who gave it to me at some point. And I used it because it's a similar weight than the fabric that I'm using, and that's really important to use a similar fabric to what you're using, especially if you're using a knit versus a regular woven fabric, because you want something with the same properties. This was a little stiffer than what I ended up using, so I can show you some cool things I used it for later, but this is what I used to start this lovely floral fabric here. The first thing I did was I cut out and sewed a basic shape for the front and back as a starting point with that fabric, and you can see here it's on the wrong side, so I can play around with the seams on the inside. So there's a seam at each shoulder and a seam at both sides. Then I started working on the neckline, cutting out the neckline that I wanted, and the shoulder seams didn't come together enough towards the neck. So you'll see in some of these following pictures around the shoulder, I added in and pinned in some additional pieces so that it would connect. You can see a big gap here with that arrow of where it's not connected how I want. So the next thing I did was I put in a piece of fabric, as you can see here, to continue that neckline the way that I wanted to. When I go to make my next run at the pattern piece, I will account for this piece here that's pinned on, and it will be part of one pattern piece in addition to the one that it's pinned against. The next step was figuring out my seams in the front and the back. I did seams from the bottom up to the armholes for the front, and then I did darts in the back, as you'll see in a second. So in order to get a shape that goes around a body, especially curves on a woman, you need seams and you need darts. A lot of times these aren't represented in the artwork, including the one that I'm working with, but they have to physically be there to get that shape that you need. And otherwise, you'd just be a box shape, and unless that's what you're going for, you need to put in these seams to get the shape. And here you can see the darts in the back. Because it fit pretty well on the shoulders, I decided to just go with some darts in the back to pull it in around the waist. Once these were figured out, I had a pin and cut it to what I needed for the pattern pieces. I cut it again out of more of the beautiful floral fabric. You see here this note says plus SE, that means plus seam allowance. When I patterned it out, I forgot to add the seam allowance to the original pieces I cut, so I made a note to add seam allowance when I cut it the next time. You knew it either way. Sometimes I forget to add seam allowance when I'm doing mock-ups and I'm cutting things out, so I add a note to make sure that I do it afterwards. So once I have everything cut out for my new pieces, I sew it together and then I see how it looks. So this is it on the dress form, and then I also tried it on myself as well so I could get an idea of how it actually fit me, because the dress form is, although it's a good representation of my shape, isn't the exact same thing as my shape, so I wanted to make sure that it fit well, and it did. It just ended up being a little bit too short. I also wanted to test out the big poofy gathered sleeves that I needed. So before I tried my next round at a mock-up, I made sure the sleeves were all set. I oftentimes have to make a lot of adjustments to sleeves, especially the sleeve hole. It's always too long and they end up falling down my shoulders. So that's an adjustment I always need to make when I use patterns. So I did that before I put these sleeves on. So you can see the nice poofy sleeve worked really well. And then I knew, so when I was ready to do my next round of mock-ups. You can see here the blue fabric is my next round of mock-ups because I was running low on the floral fabric. The blue ended up becoming my lining. So you can see I lengthened it. This is the side front piece. I lengthened it because my original mock-up ended up being too short. So I lengthened it by, I think, 4 inches just to give myself extra room to make sure it was long enough. And it was. I think I ended up knocking off an inch of that for the mock-up. And that ended up being the pattern that I used. You can see here, this was my progress with the original fabric of the skirt mock-up I did. Now, from the original reference picture, you can see she has a very full skirt. But it's also kind of gathered or pleated at the top. So I'm like, all right, I'll try a double circle skirt, which is what I use sometimes for making Sailor Moon costumes. And once I did it, I realized it was way too full at the bottom. It just ended up being too much. So when I ended up doing another draft, which I unfortunately didn't take pictures of, I did a just basic gathered skirt, which ended up working really well because the points at the bottom were much easier to do on a straight edge than they were on a curved edge. But by doing this mock-up, I found that, you know what, the circle skirt just wasn't going to work here. Okay, so this one is a video where I'm working on my now completed top, which I did with my mock-up. Now I'm going to work on the collar. So this is more scrap fabric that I have. I have a ton of it. So what I'm doing is cutting out a piece of it. For some reason I decided to struggle. So I wanted a piece that I could then lay out and use to kind of draft this weird pointed collar. So if you're working with cotton, you can snip one edge and then rip it, which is pretty cool. So I'm going to lay it out over the shoulder. So I only have to do one half, because when you're cutting something, you cut it in two pieces, either on the fold or just one layer over the other. So I really have to draft one side since it is symmetrical. So with my reference picture handy, I'm ready to start figuring out how the points will work. So I have a pen, and I'm just gonna kind of estimate where they're gonna be. This doesn't have to be exact on the first try. I mean, and even shouldn't be. Should be, you know, kind of guessing what works as a preliminary shot at it, I guess. So I'm going around and marking where the collar is gonna come down in the front. Sorry, I kind of blocked it a little too much. And I clearly forgot something. So what I have in my hand is pins. So I needed pins to keep it in place as I am working, so it's not going all over the place. So what's cool about this dress form is where the neck of it is, there's a little pin cushion thing, and I clearly didn't have any pins there. So now I'm going to start cutting away at it as well, so I can see the shape as I'm working. So checking out my reference picture, I'm going to start cutting away some of the excess, especially around the neck, because it creates some bulk there that I don't need to work with. Cutting away more of the excess here that I don't need. What I'm doing here is I'm cutting around the neck piece. So now you can see it's just that shape on the shoulder that I'm going to work with. And then I'm going to pin it in the back. So in case you're wondering, my dress form here is from Dritz, and it's adjustable. The best time to buy dress forms is towards the end of year from Joann's. They'll go on sale for like $100. I recommend the Dritz over the Singer. I used to have a Singer, and it fell apart pretty easily after about a year. And then I replaced it with the Dritz, and I've had this one for, I think, like 3 years now. So I would recommend a Dritz over a Singer. And see here, I kind of messed up. I cut out a little far, but that's why I have this mock-up, so I'm not screwing it up on the real fabric. So cutting out more of the excess here. And then on the back, be careful not to cut your actual costume, because that would be traumatic and horrible. So just be careful where you're cutting. Alright, so now I have the general shape of what the collar is going to be. It's kind of similar almost to a sailor collar, just the way it goes around the front and the back. Alright, so I'm going to take out some of the pins. String everywhere. Alright, so now I'm going to start. Oh, I see. So I realize I messed up, and the collar actually goes over the shoulder a little bit onto where it's gathered, and I cut it away too much. Again, this is why you do a mock-up, to figure out what it is that you're working on. So I'm gonna start drawing on the lines for all the points, and I'm not even gonna measure them at this point. I'm totally gonna eyeball them and make them relatively the same size, and I can always go back and make them so they measure out equally from point to point as best I can. So what I have here is my clear ruler, which you can buy in the quilting section of Joann's, because I need a straight line for that front edge, at least to start, because I wanted a 45-degree angle, and it can help you with a 45-degree angle. So this is me awkwardly trying to get in on the dress form so I can measure out the line that I want. Now I'm going to draw out the rest of them, paying attention to my reference image. All right, let's speed this up a little bit. So as I'm drawing the lines on the spots where I cut it out kind of short, I'm just kind of going as far as I can, and then when I go to make my next version of this mock-up, I'll extend the lines appropriately. So going back and forth, kind of adjusting as needed to go around and make those points. So let's slow it back down, and now I'm gonna go in and cut them to where I drew it out so I can get an idea of kind of what it looks like. Again, being really careful not to cut the actual costume. I'm just gonna go around and make all the cuts. The pins help keep the fabric in place to make sure that I don't cut in the wrong direction or cut anything I don't want to. All right, and I'm just gonna speed this up and cut all the way around and then onto the back, cutting away everything that I don't need anymore to get an idea of the shape that I just cut out. So then once it's all cut out, I'm gonna step back and take a look. You can see here that point is kind of doesn't look as great against the other ones. Check it out in the back and then in the front. So I'm going to draw some adjustments on here. Get a note on there about an adjustment to make them look more even, because that middle one just kind of looks sad. So I'm going to unpin this, and then I'm going to put it onto more scrap fabric, and then cut it out again and see how it looks. All right, so I have my new fancy cutout piece. What I did in between was I measured the point so that each line was, I believe, 2.5 inches, and then cut out 1/2. I'm going to pin it on and see how it looks. And you can see that now it's extended over the shoulder like it's supposed to be. Lies nice and flat in the front. And just checking to see if everything looks the way it's supposed to. It's not quite lying where it's supposed to. Checking out to make sure I didn't screw it up. See that front middle point now looks a lot better. Looking on the side. So I'm making an adjustment to where it lies because it's supposed to open up a little bit like a V in the front. So make sure it's all set in the back. See, now it opens up in the front a little. That's where it's supposed to lie. Nope, just kidding. I must have cut that out afterwards. So I'm going to pin it. Make some more adjustments. I think the neck came in too tall. Just going to fix that. Just cutting away that excess fabric at the top of the neck. Making sure that fits right. There you go. Open a little bit in the front. That's how it's supposed to be. All right. Checking it out in the back. So I'm going to do, now this is complete, I'm going to cut two pieces so that the back side is on the fold and then it's open in the front. And as you can see here, this is the final product of the collar, made with the yellow fabric that I'm using for this in its final form. So that's how I did some mock-ups to create this new costume that I'm going to have for Anime Boston coming up very soon. If you see us at the convention, we'll all be there. Please be sure to say hi, and you can see us running around in costume like crazy people, or you can see Patrick or Doug running the show behind the scenes doing awesome work. Give us a call on our voicemail line while you're there, and we hope that we see you there. Bye!